episode 12.
Over the top. I don't know what episode it is.
Probably the 60s.
No. 60s? Over the top? It's in the 50s.
Hell no. I don't even think it's in the 50s.
It's definitely above 45.
When did we start?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
God damn it. You're the producer.
Over the top. Let's say it's episode 50.
55.
Or 49. It's right there somewhere. I could probably look, but I'm not going to. Over the top. This episode of Over the Top brought to you by American Classic Bar and Grill. Located in the Gateway Plaza. Next to the Martin's Gas Pumps. Off of Route 7. Go in there on your Sundays. Shane, what do you do on Sundays?
NASCAR.
You watch NASCAR.
Gage's favorite sport's back.
Favorite sport. Favorite sport. Get some wings. 60-cent jumbo wings. Get some sliders. 3 sliders. $5.49. Either hamburger, cheeseburger, steak and cheese, or pulled pork. Mix and match. Get the three that you want the best. Most. American Classic Bar and Grill. Good friends. Good food. Good times. Let's do this. Today, on Over the Top.
Fast lane preview.
Well, we have the fast lane preview. We'll have two things to get to at first. But are you playing? What are you doing over there?
I'm trying to delete stuff so it doesn't show up. What does it mean?
Because
it does.
Issues.
I hate when the little numbers are above the
app. Oh, you have notifications?
Turn off the notification for the app.
I did.
I don't get notifications from like
anxiety. But I just opened it and then the numbers showed up.
Yeah, I have 4,000 emails.
I've got notifications all over the place.
Saving that one. I'm listening to that
one. Anthony's here. Shane's here. Yep. Gage is here. We're doing this in a new location today.
Your house.
You guys came to my place.
Right.
So we have a Fastlane preview later in the show. We'll do that. First bit of news. Beth Phoenix is going to the Hall of Fame.
Stupid.
Just like, why?
How is she deserving of a Hall of Fame spot?
Who else I going to put in?
I don't know. What's she deserving of?
And she's Beth Phoenix. She was in the Royal Rumble.
Because of her last name.
Woohoo.
Still put her in there.
Mm-hmm. Why is China not in?
You know why China's not in.
Why is that? Where's Miss Elizabeth?
You know why? You know exactly why both of those women are not in the Hall.
But they should be in there for her.
But they did not have the kind of backstage controversies where Beth Phoenix didn't have those controversies. She didn't get beat around by Triple H. Mm-mm. She wasn't killed by Lex Luthor. Luger. Or Luthor. It's a good track record for Beth Phoenix.
And she's with Edge, so it probably wants to make him happy.
Probably. No. Unless Edge has got it. You know, they renewed his TV show. Or his network show or whatever.
Oh, the Edge and Christian show?
Yeah, I think he's getting season 2.
Sweet.
Not sweet.
I thought it was funny.
No. You're wrong. I'm here to tell you you're wrong. That's what I do on the show. I tell you you're wrong.
Most of them right.
In the Hall of Fame for her, she's the woman that going in this year. Congratulations, Beth Phoenix.
Stupid.
I like Beth Phoenix. I think she's totally fine. She could wrestle. She could do her thing. Yeah. The Glamazon or whatever they're calling her.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I mean, she was a female wrestler when they were doing all the Divas stuff, too, so... Yeah.
True.
Anthony looks at him and gets super excited because New Day walked onto the TV. We're watching last week's Raw at the same time of doing this episode, so...
The host of WrestleMania 33.
Yeah. They got ice cream. I have a story about ice cream, real quick.
We're all over the top.
Oh, yeah.
They just poured booty-os all over 2 kids.
Oh, that was all power.
Oh, that was the dust. Yeah. Ooh, and I think it went in his eye.
That poor kid.
You want some? I got you. You want some?
Okay, lean your head back over your mouth, kid. Sorry, we're a little sidetracked.
Oh, he's got the powder, too. I saw it.
So I was in Sheetz last night. I got food. You know, you go in there, you get your MTOs, you get out.
Right.
This dude that goes in there, big jack truck, trucker, country-looking dude, big beard, big guy, getting his MTOs. He's at the thing, order next minute. Like, all right, you know, we're like the only two people in Sheetz at this time. Mm-hmm. He walks away and gives a drink or whatever. I go and pay, and I'm waiting there. I'm texting. And I look up, and I see him out of the corner of my eye. There he is. I look over at him. He's standing there. He's got, you know, his receipt in front of him. He's by the coffee machine. He's eating a SpongeBob ice cream cone.
Fuck yeah.
Like the one shaped like SpongeBob. Yeah, the one shaped like SpongeBob.
Oh, wow.
He's like a 35-year-old country, you know, hard, you know, redneck dude eating the most, like, the one thing in that store I could not picture him eating. Not that there's anything wrong with that. You can eat your SpongeBob ice cream. I just didn't see it. Back to Over the Top.
Thank you for story time.
Second thing in the news, Hardy Boys are in preliminary talks to return to the WWE after not renewing with TNA.
Yup.
Which is more than likely you're going to see the Hardy Boys back in WWE.
The Hardys.
They'll be called the Hardy Boys when they're back in the WWE.
The
Hardys.
They're
only the Hardys outside.
They're still going to be the Hardy crazy boys. Psychopaths. So they're going to be the Hardys, not the boys. They're not boys anymore, man.
Well, you'd shock yourself if they'd rolled them back and just made them what they were before they left.
How sweet would that be?
I mean, it'd be fine with me.
Jeff needs to coke up first, though.
He's clean. He's fine.
Yeah, but he needs to coke up.
People are still going to love Jeff Hardy, regardless if he's clean or not.
Well, yeah.
But now they got, you know, Matt's the mouthpiece. They're together. They're doing the good things. It just makes sense. Plus, TNA was trying to take away their creative control with the new owners. So they're like, we're out.
Yeah, but they're not going to get that in WWE.
What if they offer it to him?
They're not.
Okay, well. In my opinion, they would probably only entertain this idea if they're getting the same kind of like creative control. Because it is working. They've showed that it's working.
Then they need to go to SmackDown.
It doesn't matter what show to me.
Bray. They gotta be on the show with Bray.
They don't need to be on the show with Bray.
They need to be on the show with Bray.
They can be on the show opposite of Bray so they have both of those kind of dynamics on both shows. So people are tuning in if they like both things. My opinion.
Not gonna happen.
Anthony, you got any thoughts on that?
Yeah, why the fuck are Primo and Epico a thing?
They're the rising stars. Or
I don't care.
Stars.
I love that their gimmick is to sell timeshares in Puerto Rico. It doesn't fit in to anything.
No, it doesn't.
And this is just making fun of the Oscars for...
Yeah. I just looked up and... Yeah.
I don't know. I'll be glad to see the Hardys back.
Yeah, no, I like that. I'm fine with it.
As long as they don't drop
as long as they don't suck, I'm fine with it.
They're probably going to get, you know, shafted by the younger guys.
They should.
The young guys probably deserve more attention. But
yep.
I would be surprised if they do come back full time because I know they both don't like the WWE schedule.
Well, no, it's too many days.
But money is money.
So. That's also true.
Let's talk some Fastlane. Is there anything from Raw we should talk about?
Green Bay, Wisconsin sucks.
Okay.
They shit on Rollins.
It's a bold statement.
The whole promo at the end of the show where he's trying to... You know, they brought him out, trying to tease that he wasn't going to wrestle at Mania. Blah, 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 blah. He gives his sappy promo and all that. For the 20 minutes, he's out there and then Trips comes out of that. CM Punk. CM Punk. That's all they fucking said.
So you're mad at fans?
Fuck them.
For saying whatever they want?
Fuck them.
Shane, you know, we're on fan. We're fans on a show saying whatever we want.
Yeah, we don't hijack a fucking show.
That is true. That is true. Whatever. I mean, I like that they did that segment because that just all points to me that, like, oh, well, Rollins is clearly wrestling at WrestleMania.
Well, he said he was.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
Uh-huh.
They're still not playing up the injury role then? Mm-mm. Oh. Well, okay then. Good.
No, I think he's still... I don't think he'll do anything physically till then, but...
Well, yeah, I agree. Just keep him all right. Let's talk Fastlane. We're going to go... There's 8 matches.
Good God.
8 matches.
Well, when your main event's only going to go 30 seconds, you need to load the card up.
All right, we'll see. I don't know. We know nothing. And everything at the same time, weirdly. Match number 1 we'll talk about. Sami Zayn versus Mojo.
Why?
Someone's got to fight Samoa Joe. Because I'm sure this was Rollins' spot.
Samoa Joe. He needs to destroy Sami Zayn.
Yeah, I think Samoa Joe wins. I don't know if he destroys Sami Zayn. Because Sami Zayn was just in a feud where he was... The whole point of him was to get destroyed by Braun Strowman. I don't know if he continues that.
Yeah, but he should. That builds up Joe.
Sure, he should. But it doesn't mean he will.
What is... You're all, like, pissy today.
I'm all pissy today.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
The old man with the ice cream.
That was last night.
Didn't make sense.
Let it go.
Actually, it was today. It was at 2 a.m. I was out late.
Let it go.
Can't. Stuck with me. Also, Sami Zayn's just a great worker. I'm glad he has something to do.
Yeah, me too.
So, I'd like them to be able to keep showing off that Sami Zayn is worthy of having around and used, so... Good on him.
Joe wins.
I think Joe wins. Anthony, got any thoughts?
I honestly wasn't paying attention. Joe wins, though.
We're on a talk show. We're talk.
We'll move on.
Joe wins.
Congratulations, Mojo, on your inevitable win here. Sasha Banks and Nia Jax. I think Nia Jax wins.
Crushes her.
So now we have 2 matches where you think someone's going to crush.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you looked at Nia Jax? Yes. She would crush you.
I know. That's why I'm
not
trying to wrestle her or anything.
She'd crush John.
I don't think she'd crush John.
I think she'd kill John.
That's a lot more than crush.
She'd manhandle John.
Anthony Nia Jax, Sasha Banks.
Nia Jax.
Nia Jax.
I said that.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Sorry.
Sorry.
Singles match for the WWE Raw Women's Championship. Bayley, your champion, versus Charlotte. I'm going to go on a limb here.
Charlotte wins. Keeps the pay-per-view streak alive.
Bayley, but it's not going to happen.
And Bayley probably wins it again on Raw.
I think.
Oh, God.
Charlotte wins.
Mm-hmm.
But at WrestleMania, if they do this four-way thing, I think Bayley wins it back. But Charlotte loses in a way where she doesn't take a pin.
Bayley should never won the title to begin with.
Well, she should have won the title. She probably shouldn't have won it so soon.
Yeah, it should have been WrestleMania.
Should have been. But, you know, that's not what happened. No, now we're in this.
Charlotte continues her pay-per-view streak.
Which is fine with me. Tag team touch for the WWE Raw Tag Team Championship. Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson, the club, versus Enzo and Cass. I
don't care.
I care. I just don't know where it goes.
Ugh. And the club.
I'm going to say Enzo and Cass.
Tiebreaker.
The club.
The club. Okay. Congratulations,
smart,
club.
Dumb.
Shut your mouth.
Go eat some SpongeBob ice cream.
I would love to. He probably had the last one. Or the last six, for all I know. I just kept eating it. Singles match for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship. Neville versus Jack Gallagher. I think Neville wins.
Yep. Crushes
yes.
him.
Yes.
I don't know if he crushes
him. Yeah, Neville wins.
Neville wins. Singles match. Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman.
Roman wins by disqualification.
I am also agreeing in that sentiment. Because I think The Undertaker comes back.
Me too.
Yeah. Anthony.
This one, I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
If you had to pick one,
the man among men,
who would you pick?
Or beast and monster among men, or Roman Reigns?
Roman Reigns.
Okay.
Because I want Undertaker to be done. Be done.
If Roman Reigns wins, Undertaker's coming back.
No, be done.
He's coming. He's good. You're going to see him on Fastlane.
And you're going to see him at WrestleMania.
And you're going to see him at WrestleMania.
Sorry.
Anything else on that match?
No.
Not really.
It's not too exciting.
Kevin Owens and Goldberg the WWE Universal Championship.
Goldberg wins.
Goldberg wins.
With the help of Brock Lesnar.
If you think it's going to be a 30-second match, why do you think Brock Lesnar is going to have to help him?
That's why it's going to be a 30-second match.
Goldberg, in theory, it should beat Kevin Owens 30 seconds without the help from Brock Lesnar. What if Chris Jericho comes out?
Nope.
Thoughts, Anthony?
Goldberg.
Goldberg.
It has to be Goldberg, right?
I don't think it has to be. It
doesn't have to be.
I don't think it absolutely has to be. I think it will be, but I don't think it has to be. And a lot of people were thinking that Lesnar would come out and cost Goldberg the match, which wouldn't make any sense, because wouldn't Lesnar want to be in a championship match when he already has a match at WrestleMania against that guy? It just seems logical.
That's why they're going to do it.
Now, why don't you think Chris Jericho is going to show up?
Because they're going to use Lesnar instead.
Why don't they? I mean, they could absolutely use both. We've seen their creative writing.
Well, that's true. I don't know. I mean, it's all up in... It's everywhere.
How invested are you in Fastlane?
Not that.
Not that, right?
No, the last two pay-per-views have sucked.
Right. Basically, not at all.
It's just nothing about it goes, I need to watch this.
Nope.
Not one match on there I'm like, I need to fucking check this out. No. You're not even with the inclusion of Goldberg. I like Goldberg, but he's fighting Kevin Owens. Which, I mean, even when he was fighting Lesnar, I was like, I'm not pumped about it, but I want to see it. Don't care about Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman.
Nope.
I think they're both great by themselves. I don't give a shit that they're doing anything together.
Uh-uh.
The tag team division's shit.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry to go be on the Mania card.
I'm fine with the Women's Championship. I know you're not. I know your thoughts on that.
I don't even want to start on that.
I know your thoughts. But I'm fine with that. nothing about this. Even Samoa Joe's debut pay per view and on, you know, the Raw brand does do anything for it. Nothing.
It's ridiculous.
We do know that Finn Balor's due back any time now.
The pay per view.
Do we see him at Fastlane?
Hopefully.
No, because you're already going to get either Taker or Lesnar. You're going to bring all three of them back on one pay-per-view?
Yeah,
fuck yeah, it. That'll at least make it good. Yeah. It'll make it watchable.
My thing is...
Yeah, have all those guys in the ring at once, and Finn Balor beats all of them up.
That'll make... Well, no, not that. That'll make it watchable, though.
Yeah, but shouldn't they have advertised at least one of them?
No.
Because there has to be a bunch of people just like us, like... Oh my god, this is gonna be pay per view number two going into Mania. It sucked.
Just whatever. Whatever.
No, it'll make it watchable.
And you might even get a thing
surprise where, appearances for WrestleMania.
You might even get a thing where Undertaker's not.
It's called foreshadowing.
He is already said to be on Raw Monday night.
Which is he can be on Raw Monday night. Doesn't mean he have to be there at Fastlane. Yeah. His gong could hit, Roman Reigns could do the classic thing. Let me look at the where is he? Why would he be out here? And then just gets pinned by a Strowman, gets speared or something afterwards. That happens plenty. If Undertaker doesn't want to leave his house, he ain't going to leave his house.
I don't think that'll happen.
Okay. So you're solely set. Oh, you eliminated me from the Royal Rumble. Horrible story.
That is a terrible Undertaker impression.
I was not trying to be the Undertaker.
No, it is a classic story. They've used it plenty of times. I don't think it's a great one. I don't think it's a good way to set this up.
I don't either.
But you do have those camera angles where Undertaker looks up and he's mad, and Roman Reigns looks down and goes, you know, this is my yard, blah, 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 blah. It is set up. The seeds are there. The tree's been planted. We're just waiting on a nice little sprout. Your sprout is a gong at Fastlane and then a Braun Strowman spear.
Yeah.
Backward chokeslam.
It would be weird to have Undertaker come out during the show that's not the main event.
It would.
So that makes me think he's not going to be there.
You never
but know. But something Undertaker related caught. Lightning strikes the ring.
Oh, sweet Jesus Christ.
Strikes the ring post.
Everybody in the ring is like, what? Like, why did Roman just fall down for nothing? Yeah.
Where'd that smoke come from?
Yeah.
He hears a motorcycle rev up.
No.
We're not getting that Undertaker.
American Badass. Kid Rock comes out and plays to Undertaker to the ring.
We're not going
to
be that
with
lucky.
A surprise guest of Limp Bizkit, and they do a medley of his theme songs.
You're thinking WrestleMania now.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
No.
And then Roman Reigns is like, this is the greatest concert I've ever seen.
And then he gets chokeslammed.
What? Huh? Of course.
This is how you make Fastlane interesting. Listen to me.
You just bring the three of them out. That's interesting.
It's not going to happen.
I don't think you see Finn Balor or Undertaker. If anyone, you see Brock Lesnar.
Then why is Taker on the cover of Fastlane?
That could absolutely be fake. Photoshop is very easy.
Yep, Amazon.
I could make that.
Amazon put that up.
Was it Amazon? The company. Was it Amazon, like us, Amazon.com, or like Ireland, Amazon.com?
No, it was...
I'll pull it back up. Give me 1 second.
It's down now.
No, the post here. Let's see.
Because it's grouped together with Elimination Chamber.
I bet you can find it on Reddit.
Yeah, that's what
I'm where you found it.
This is from NoDQ.com. Amazon's UK website.
See?
UK website. Stuff in other countries that isn't ours always fuck shit up like this, because it happens the same way in video games where they put up covers for things that aren't real or it's something they found online that they think is real. They're like, oh, but it's just a fan made thing. So I'll keep reading just for the sake. Actually, looking at it, those look like the same renders they use on the fucking pit of the Royal Rumble coaster. Hold on. Royal Rumble 2017 images. Oh yeah, look, those three. There. It's the same picture. There. It's the same picture. Someone made that. There. I'll read it anyway. Also, do they do combo DVD packs now? I haven't seen that. Amazon UK website has a pre-order page up for WWE Elimination Chamber /Fastlane combo DVD pack. What is interesting is that the Fastlane image shows both on The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar. While this might not mean anything.
Glad that was empty.
Thank God. While this might not mean anything, both Undertaker and Lesnar have been rumored to appear at the pay-per-view. There's no sources. Nothing. Now, I'm not saying this isn't is fake. I have a pretty strong opinion that it is fake.
Same. I mean, it might be.
It might be.
Fuck it.
But it could be real.
Sue Amazon.
I don't think you can sue Amazon over that. You want to sue the UK anyway. I ain't got any money.
No, no, no.
Your Brexit.
Country does Brexit. Have money. yeah. It'd be interesting to see both. Don't see it.
Why?
Also, why would John Cena be on the cover of the Elimination Chamber DVD? Wouldn't Bray be more likely to be on there? Look at the poster. After, I'm saying after the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, he wasn't the...
Punch the microphone.
Good job.
I've hit your water bottle and I've hit the microphone.
He now. Wasn't even the main...
I mean, he...
Focus.
Oh, I mean, look. He's the poster for Elimination Chamber.
Hmm. Let me find another DVD. Let's say... I don't even know. I feel like I'm just going to be doing Google searches for a long time. But... Doesn't seem likely. I don't see it. I don't see it.
You never know.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You don't know. But... I don't think it's the Undertaker.
Why?
Because I've already told you why. Something else happens to cause Roman Reigns to be like, "Oh shit, is he here?" That kind of thing. Because again, putting the Undertaker in a match appearance that's not the main event seems like not what would happen on a pay per view. You want to close out with that kind of thing. You don't want to have Brock Lesnar running in during. You know, the championship match to overshadow the Undertaker coming in for the Roman Reigns match. If they're both there.
I guess.
My opinion. You can take it or leave it.
Bring everybody back.
Bring them all back. Bring Finn back. Put DDP in there. Get Sting in there.
Where's Chris Benoit?
Where's Chris Benoit?
Dead. Six
Owen
feet
Hart.
Under.
Bring them. Get under. These guys in there.
Bruiser Brody.
6 feet under.
Andre the Giant.
6-7 feet under. He sunk a little further.
Vader.
Heavy.
They're still kicking.
He is still alive.
He's about to be 8 foot because he might really sink.
Someone should check on him right now.
What about Yokozuna?
Check his Twitter.
Umaga.
Jesus.
I'm just listening.
You're just listening to dead wrestlers now. Anything else you guys wanted to talk about?
I hope Mania's good.
The matches don't seem to be great. But it doesn't mean that they won't be
I don't
good.
Know his Twitter.
You what?
I don't know his Twitter.
There's Vader. Darth Vader.
I did, but it pulls up a band, Darth Vader, and like a bunch of other junk.
There's a band called Darth Vader?
No, there's a band called Vader.
The Vader.
Okay.
Look up Van Vader.
Do they play Vader Time or whatever the fuck it was?
Probably not.
His time! His Vader time!
I didn't like Vader that much. I'm sure he's a cool guy.
Maybe. He was on Boy Meets World.
What does that mean?
Interesting.
He was on Boy Meets World?
Yeah, he guest starred.
I didn't watch Boy Meets World.
He did.
I didn't watch Girl Meets World. I didn't watch Boy Meets World.
They canceled Girl Meets World.
Because no one watched it.
Well, my wife did.
Is she upset?
It's all over DVR. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Anthony, last check. Is Vader alive?
It seems. If I'm on the right page, it seems like he's alive.
Did he win his last tweet?
You got a lot of tweets, man.
Are you sure it's him?
Well, he retweeted something.
Today?
No.
One of his pictures today.
14 hours ago.
Well, I bet by the time this show goes up, he'll have kicked the bucket.
Yo, how shitty.
That's fucked up.
That's the kind of thing that happens, though.
He says he wants to die in the ring.
If that's even...
Like, he wants to get... When he dies, he wants to be in a wrestling ring.
He could just build one and just lay there.
He probably has no money.
Yeah, I'm guessing this has to
That's why he has to build it out of mattresses and clothesline ropes. Is that him? Oh, look at that.
He's fat.
He's always been fat.
Oh, yeah. But he could also do a moonsault.
Yeah, he could also get this high drop kick there, too.
Who has the prettiest moonsault you've ever seen?
Me.
I've never seen you do a moonsault.
Yeah.
Can you do
it? It's so pretty you can't see it. You're not
Yo.
Allowed.
He made shirts. 2 years to live my ass. I refuse to die.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
Would you wear one?
Hell no.
No, that's kind of weird. Prettiest moonsault.
Their shirts.
Kurt Angle did a sweet one.
Off the cage when he missed?
Mm-hmm.
HBK does good ones.
Lita used to do a really nice one.
She's back. She wrestled last night.
Not with WWE, though.
No, but she was in a wrestling ring.
Right. She probably wanted to wrestle again. WWE wouldn't let her. That's probably why she didn't want to do another contract with them.
Maybe.
I can't think of any other good moonsaults. I feel like I've seen so many that I desensitized them.
Bam Bam Bigelow used to do them. He's a big dude, too.
Bam Bam. Anything else? Then that wraps it up.
Yup.
Hopefully,
Fastlane's not that exciting.
Hopefully Fastlane is exciting somehow.
Yeah, hopefully it changes.
Hopefully it changes. There's your champion, your women's champion.
Woohoo.
I like Bayley.
Shut up. I like her.
Bye, everybody.
Later.
Yeah.